have Joe Biden resign? I'm Gage, and this is America Divided. Joe Biden has been in office for 233 days, and many millions of Americans, including former President Donald Trump, think that he should resign. Here's an official statement that President Donald Trump put out on Joe Biden's actions in Afghanistan and what he thinks Joe Biden should do. It is time for Joe Biden to resign in disgrace for what he has allowed to happen to Afghanistan. Tens of millions of Americans agree with Donald Trump's statement, as well how Joe Biden has handled the situation in Afghanistan is, well, despicable. The fact that the last 4 years, Donald Trump has done nothing but create peace in the Middle East, and Joe Biden comes in and essentially wrecks it with a wrecking ball. Now, Biden shouldn't only just resign because of what he's done in Afghanistan, but the fact that his mental health has taken a huge toll over these last few years. Now, here's a clip of Joe Biden getting lost on the White House lawn of all places, a place that he's been for now, what, 9 years going on? The fact that the so-called president can get lost on his own god dang lawn blows my mind. This guy is, what, in his 80s now? He is going crazy. And this is our president, okay? This is our president. The fact that the Secret Service agents were like, yeah, Joe, come over here, and he just keeps going straight. Now, if you thought this was it, oh no, Joe Biden's got a few more tricks up his sleeve. Recently, Joe Biden was in a meeting with the Israeli president when, well, this happened.
The friendship between our two nations, the United States of America and the Jewish and Democratic State of Israel, both of us who seek to do good and need to be strong.
Yeah, you saw that right. Joe Biden fell asleep in the middle of a meeting. The fact that this is okay, I didn't see this reported once on the news, right? The fact that this right here is okay blows my mind. If Trump did that, you better believe he's out. They are not going to put up with that. They would have smeared his name. It would have been, oh, this guy is too old for the office of the presidency. And well, you have Joe Biden over here doing this. He literally fell asleep in the middle of an important meeting. Also, let's not forget this viral video of Joe Biden falling on the stairs of Air Force One. Now, for the record, I just have to say this, you know, this whole thing with Joe Biden, I believe is kind of sad that the Democrats are putting him up on a pedestal because he's obviously not all there. The Democrats knew that the only way to beat President Trump in the 2020 election was to have a candidate like Obama, as well Obama was a very popular president among Democrats. And well, I don't think the Democrats really knew who they were voting for because, well, he didn't really campaign. Joe Biden had small rallies with five or six people. Well, he won the election because I don't think anyone knew what condition he was in. Anytime conservatives spoke about this on social media, it was all just said to be fake propaganda from the right, which just isn't true. I mean, look at this for yourself. Joe Biden can't even walk up a flight of stairs without falling down. Now, I do understand this is old news, right? This isn't anything breaking. This didn't happen this week. I mean, the fact that we have, one, Joe Biden falling asleep in the middle of a meeting. Number two, Joe Biden getting lost on his own lawn, right? And then number three, Biden falling on Air Force One. Those are some crazy things. And well, I can speak for myself and millions of Americans that, well, most of us just want President Donald Trump back. Now, many have said that President Donald Trump could very well run as House Representative in 2022, become the Speaker of the House, and well, President Donald Trump could impeach both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Do I think this would happen? I feel like it's extremely unlikely. likely that we would succeed, only because I don't know if we would be able to take a majority control of both the House and the Senate. Donald Trump was asked about this on Fox Business, and this is what he had to say.
So you are considering running in 2024. How about 2022 for the House or Senate? Has that crossed your mind at all?
Well, so many people are saying that I should run in 22, and I think that's highly unlikely, but they do say that a lot. You've heard that.
Now, I don't really think this is Donald Trump fashion to go from the presidency to the House. I don't think he has any interest in doing that. And obviously, it appears to be that he doesn't either. Donald Trump is known for making waves in the political scene. I mean, just take a look at what he did in 2016. That was major news. And I feel like if he ran to be a part of the House, I just don't think it would be that big of a deal. Now, I believe he would win. I just don't think that, well, it would really do anything, because let's be real, I don't think the likelihood of us taking a majority control of both the House and the Senate is really possible, especially with what happened in 2020's election. However, I do have some good news for all you Trump supporters out there. This is a leaked footage from Senator Jim Jordan of Ohio, where he had this to say about President Donald Trump running in 2024.
President Trump, he's
going to
run again.
You
think so?
I know so. I talked to him yesterday. He's about ready to announce after all this craziness in Afghanistan.
This is some huge news for America and, well, us Trump supporters, because listen, the fact that they are having conversations about running in 2024 is huge news, because, I mean, this essentially confirms that President Donald Trump has not given up on America. Unfortunately, President Donald Trump did lose Twitter and everything else, and that makes it difficult for him to contact or have communications with his supporters. However, I feel like right now, the fact that he's having conversations with senators and representatives and all that, I feel like that's good news, because that means he is not giving up on the conservative party, the people that gave up on him. Well, guys, I want to know what you're thinking in the comments below. Do you want President Donald Trump to run in 2024, or would you prefer someone else? You know, I've heard some people say they would just prefer Ron DeSantis to run as president. I've heard some people say they want Ron DeSantis to run as vice president. If you had to pick your candidate, who would you pick to run as a conservative president? I've been Gage, and I'm signing off.